What do you have there, Levi?
Founder.
Here, let me help.
I'm going to hang that up in my tree.
Do birds really need a calendar?
I do, because I don't want to miss any worship days. I highlighted all the days I can worship God.
Let's take a look, boys and girls. It appears you've marked every service we have here at church.
Yep, and I didn't miss even one. I sure wish we had more worship days than these.
You know something, Levi? You can worship God every day.
But how am I going to get into the church? Fly through the window? I don't think so. I want to fly through the door like everyone else.
You don't have to come to this church to worship, you know.
I don't want to go to another church. I love it here. Don't make me go, please. I want to stay here. I love this church.
Don't start losing feathers, Levi. What I'm trying to tell you is you can worship at home, in the park, at a friend's house, anywhere. Worship should be a daily part of every Christian's life.
I've been practicing all week at home to worship God.
Practicing?
Yes, you know, going over all the words that I know, every single one.
What words?
Words in my prayers, words in my songs, some Christian poems. There's a lot to remember to worship God.
Levi, it's wonderful to learn songs and remember prayers, but what's most important is worship from your heart.
From my heart?
You know, be real with God. Talk to Him like you do to me or the boys and girls. When you love someone, whether you're singing or talking or just hanging out with them, it's fun because you're spending time together.
And the more time I spend with God, the more I'll worship Him. At church, at home, or wherever, right?
You've got it.
Can I have my calendar back?
Why? You don't have enough days highlighted.
That's why I want it back. I want to highlight every day.
Here you go, Levi. Boys and girls, we need to remember that we can worship God anywhere. We don't have to wait until we come to church.